Blog Talk Radio.
Because of a lion shall break every chain.
Yes, Shalom.
All right, peace. We all on.
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
Cole said he was going to come on. Probably come on. It's a 310 area code. You know Cole's number, right?
Yes, sir.
310.
Okay.
Okay.
Cole, I'll be looking out
for okay.
Yeah, it's a 318, I think, right? Something like that.
Yeah. No, 310.
Yeah, he's on now. He's on now. Just a second. Let me open up the number.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Right. Hey, Yashalawam, Brother Cole.
Yashalawam, gang. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah. Acting like a gang. We're acting like a gang.
Yeah, the three musketeers are up and running again, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Something going to happen today. Somebody's going down.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Yes, indeed.
The four musketeers.
Okay, the four musketeers. That'll work.
That's right. We make our own rules.
I just
want to say, first of all, it's good to hear your voice again, Cole. And I just wanted to say some of what I'm going to be talking about when it's my turn to get busy is some of the stuff you covered in the class, such as, I mean, I love this topic Dwyer picked. I mean, we're going to go into the breakdown of Cretan, Christian, coming from Christianity. I'm going to do that. and some additional stuff to go into, and we're gonna just gonna somebody's gonna get handed their lunch today. And they're going to know if they see us anywhere, fishing or whatever the case might be, they're going to have to pull over to the side. Even the fish in that pond you like to go fish at, Brother Dwyer, is going to have to come up and take his hat off to you.
Here's what I know for a fact. You in Louisiana, and us three is in Dallas, and I was bedrooms or living rooms or wherever we were, we ain't rehearsed nothing.
Oh, no, no, no.
We ain't rehearsed nothing, but we gonna just do like we always do. When Cole and I was studying together for a year, we would ask ourselves a question, and then we would use the 5 W's, 1 H, in a chronological order, using the etymology, the origin of the word. And one word that in this language that we was dealt to the maximum degree of maximity was the word analyze. And that's a hell of a word because, see, when you analyze a knowledge,
mm-hmm.
You'll come into which is known as psychoanalyzing. And so we're going to take this 50 years of an existence of a Black African American Christian youth and analyze what kind of mind does he have. See, the only way you can understand him is that you first have to understand the problem is that you have to know where the problem starts. And so we're going to analyze this boy's mind because this 0 to 40-year-old, as we speak right now, has a mind that will kill you. He's a very dangerous individual as we speak. And the reason that he's a dangerous individual is because we're going to analyze this boy's mind. Now, Curtis Mayfield, Brother Drew and Brother Mahal might not remember these songs, but I know Kai Hayne done played these songs just like I done played them in a band and sung them on a stage, and that was Curtis Mayfield put out Check Out Your Mind, and Barbara Lynn put out All in My Mind. Now, we sung these songs, but we didn't understand what the hell we were singing about. It, the words were beautiful in it, but now in 2020, we're going to check out our mind, check out the minds of this boy that calls himself a bitch and a hoe and a dog and a fool. This is the what they say they are, and we just telling them like it is. This is what this generation of people say they are. Now, if you call in my age, you call yourself when you was 20 years old a soul brother and a soul sister. You see the difference in the mind that I'm talking about. This is the school of thought. When mm-hmm. you was when Cohane and I was 20 years old, we didn't know a goddamn thing about a blunt. I've been smoking weed for 70 goddamn years. I ain't know nothing about a blunt when I was 20 years old. But your 5-year-old child know how to roll one. You see what I'm talking mm-hmm. about, mine? You see what I'm talking about? So what kind of mind is this kid got, and where did it come from? And he's a danger to not only himself, to everything in society as we speak. And it's this black African American, and he's a Christian. That's number mm-hmm. one. That's number one. He say, I'm a Christian. And this mindset came out of the Civil War that was fought by white people, which they had casualties of war. Well, these casualties of war, which the slaves, the ex-emancipated slaves was casualties of war, when they came out of the Civil War, well, then you see the results in their grandchildren from 1970 to 2020, the last 50 years, that they changed their name from Negroes, that was colored people, to black African Americans, black and proud. Jesus, number one, and the Democratic Party, number two. 42 million of them now, of these goddamn zip goddamn fools, these minds of these people that say I'm a dog and a fool, they're children. And so we have to ask ourselves a question when we analyze them, what is a mind? A mind is a school of thoughts. And the school of thoughts that they've been put up on them is the mind and culture of hip-hop. They created something that's worldwide right now. Countries like China, where more respect of the elders and certain things was they kill you about, well, the Chinese got the same sagging pants and the same hip-hop, and generation of they 20 and 30 year old people. We're talking about this 20 and 30 year old, your grandchildren. That'd be me and Cohen's grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
He don't think like we think. So we have to analyze what we're dealing with, because what we're dealing with is somebody that's mentally ill. Point blank.
Yeah. Can I edify you on something you just said, Dwight? And this is for both you and Co. I remember over at Mount Tabor, and then we also had our own place over Keith somewhere. And Co, you definitely you can give me your nod. But look, when Co busted up into this Cretan Christian business and the state of mind and all of that, I sat through a few of his classes and I had a brain cramp. Okay, because the way you two delivered this information, and then later on, Brother Tyrone and all of us, we all got into it. We had to do homework in you guys' class. Okay, so this wasn't just sitting there. And Cole's favorite word is, I don't want you to believe a damn thing I'm saying. I want you to do the research. You know, and that's the hallmark. So Cole, I know you definitely chime in on me making that statement. Let me read a couple of things here real quick to edify what you are saying, Dwight, because you've set the stage and you're going to get right back to it. I recently posted this on Facebook, okay, and most of it was taken from stuff that I remembered, some notes I made and emailing people and stuff. So I put together this little small brief compilation, and it goes like this. We talk about, you said, what kind of state of mind, mental illness. And it's no coincidence that recently on Facebook I've been posting this stuff. I said, here's why there are issues why they can't listen. After 400 to 500 years of being murdered, tortured, raped, lynched, made to serve gods of wood and stone, and names that the forefathers never heard of before, and fed lies, and here we go, has now medically and certifiably been turned into a Cretan/Christian. Root word are both from Christianus. See, that's Cole right there. Cole turned us on to that, Christianus. I'm like, Christianus? I thought Christ and Christian were – I thought a Christian was from the word Christ. No,
Cole made that quite clear in his class. No, look, these people who framed this and put this together, they knew exactly what they were doing. So the English word has no shortage, as we know. The English language has no shortage of cruel names for people, and one of them is cretin, which is what you call someone who is very, very dumb in the head, a fool, an idiot, an imbecile, a loser, a moron, a creep. And it says, so this word Christian, out of the word Christianus, same as the word cretin. So, but the way they do you in the dictionary, if you go to look up Christian, it's going to give you the root word, Christianus, but it's not going to blend cretin, which is under its own label, root word Christianus. It's not going to ever let you in your mind let these two words meet up so you can really see what they're calling you. You won't see that. So you have to go and search these words down separately and then see their root word is exactly the same root word. So what do we got going on here? You remember some old history, we're not going to go too deep into it, where Queen Catherine of France was paying the Catholics to whack the Protestants, and they were calling these Protestants Christian, okay? And it says that's old Swiss dialect, which is, in English, Christian. So no matter which way you turn, you can't get away from this. Now, the mental illness piece that you mentioned is worth noting about because the medical term, in some forms is a medical term, when you've tortured people, denied, prevented them from getting certain things such as affection, love, and all these sort of things that normally a human being is supposed to receive, you remove that, you give them all the bad stuff, imagined and unimagined, you now turn these people into this operative self-defense state of mind called narcissism. So now when you present somebody with what's been going on and how they've been affected, they don't accept it. So gaslighting is starting the arguments and the fights. Then they need to devalue what you're saying to them. And then finally, they need to get you to agree with them on their platform to discard the entire thing you just said to them. That is what a fool and an idiot is, and this is one reason why you can call them a Christian. This is why. It's, and let me share this with you. A Shriner did showed me this, Cole, okay? He had me take a blank piece of paper and write the word in large letters on landscape, which means sideways, the word Christian. He wanted me to put some space between the letters. Okay, I didn't know where he was going, with this. And this is like fairly recent. I didn't know where he was going with this. And he said, okay, he said, so Mihir, I know you know Hebrew. He said, now, I want you to take the word Christ. Don't think of it as Greek. Just leave it like that in English. A line and separate the word Christ from these last three letters of the word Christian. I-A-N. I said, okay. He says, so in your mind eye, rearrange these three letters so you can see what this person is also calling themselves. And I said, I-A-N is A-N-I. In Hebrew, that's Ani. That means I am. He said, so a person who is saying they're Christian is also saying, I am Christ. I never would have caught that had it not been for that guy saying that, because I didn't think it was two languages put together to form a word. There's quite a few words like that, but I just wanted to bring that out since we're saying this. So it says here, and this is Cole's word right here, back to something Cole said. Okay, dwarf, a deformed idiot, a type of formerly found in families in the Alpine lands, a condition caused by congenital deficiency of thyroid hormones. The word is of, they said, uncertain origin, but check this out. But by many, it has been identified with Vulgar Latin. Now, that's why I remember it, because Cole said this before. Vulgar Latin, Christianus, a Christian, a generic term for anyone, but often with a sense of poor fellow. You know, so all of this stuff here, and then you've got, are these words being used in what they're called in the New Testament in Greek? Absolutely. Three times the word Christianus for Christian, and they were first called Christians in Antioch. So I remember Cole said that. I remember that's one of the things that stuck with me. Yes, go ahead, Cole.
Well, Yes,
sir. Go ahead.
Cole was teaching us this.
Yes.
He was teaching us this because this word, Cretan, is in the Bible. Go ahead, Cole. Break it down.
Yeah, Brother Mahan, you gave me chill bumps, man. Y'all kept good notes. You got damn good memory. First Titus 1:12.
It's that extra potion you fed us.
Is that Timothy about the Cretans?
No, it's First Titus chapter 1, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Because even their prophets themselves call the Cretans are evil beasts, liars, and slow bellies.
Right.
They're ignorant.
Right.
So,
and that's in the book of Titus. The book of
Titus
is in a place called Crete, which is also from Cretan.
And they were called that by the niggers out of Antioch, who was over the church of Antioch, which goes you back to Acts 11:26. But you go to Acts 13:1, Barnabas and Simon were the prophets at Antioch, where they were first called Christians, where they actually was called Cretans, right? Now,
right.
As you all were saying, now let's carry a little step further, but let's do an investigation. What is the first key note on the piano? What is the key note on the piano? What's the first note?
Middle C.
Middle C. What's the first one in the word C? So when you deal with music and put it on the vibratory frequency, it automatically goes in and it numbs down the brain.
Wow.
The more you say Cretan
right.
or Christian, which means to be crystallized or to conform, you bring in a frequency, and it brings on a geometry figures in the mind that the brain understands in numbers and images. It creates a geometric angle in the mind that locks you into a state of stupidity.
That's what happened. I know you remember when the sisters,
when the music changed, everything changed.
When the sisters, Jane Cleveland and the boys, tuned the Fender Rhodes piano to 440 in 1964. They took
it
off of middle C and put you on another vibration music that messed with your mind. It's called hip hop music.
Yeah.
So you can already see that through the music, the
right.
problem that you have right now, goddamn it started with the music. Vibration.
It always started because music is a vibration, a vibratone, a frequency. It creates an algorithm, and your body vibes to that. When you change the vibration, you also alter the DNA in an individual's psychic. Therefore,
right.
he has no memory. You erase out the old,
right.
you bring in a new, it opens up the vortex in the mind.
Look at what
they
did with the term, Cole. Look at this. You said hip hop. Check this out. They left off two words so you couldn't see what's going on. You always say a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
So now they knocked out a couple of words and just said hip hop. Okay, I still want to know what am I being skipped over to and what are you jumping me to? What new platform are you going to take me to? You
right.
know, and Cole, you can appreciate this. In military, they always say people out in the street say what you can't see can't hurt you. That's not the complete statement. The statement is what you can't see can't hurt you. It'll kill you. That's the complete statement. So now these folks out here in the civilian world using part of an expression that was fully used in the military, as we used to say, Cole, who gave anybody permission to frolic around in somebody else's stuff without first being initiated in it? So we're playing with the English language, and do we really know what we're saying and doing with it? Probably
not. No, we
not.
Don't. No, we do not.
Yes. Back to what you were saying, Cole. I just wanted to edify you on that because you mentioned hip-hop, and I've had to say, we're missing two words, skip and jump.
Yeah, but in the hip-hop culture, what are most of the music tuned to? What is the frequency they play on it? And what is the leading vibration that they operate off of? It almost sounds damn the same. So what did they do to change the way your body acted certain music? White people vibe to guitar. Black folk vibe to drums. Why did they alter the sound?
You got to answer them questions right now when we ask ourselves them questions.
I don't know what's wrong with our young people. They're being programmed through the music with another program. And they don't let them down themselves.
So you gentlemen saying, you brothers are saying, what's going on with this Afro-American Christian, Cretan, don't even know he's being made a mock. He is mocked, and he is seen. They are seen as fools. Almost 40. They say 85% of us is this. And anyone who deals in psychoanalyzing, such as your clinical psychologist, your psychiatrist, because you can't get away from this. They're the ones who came up with the terminologies. They're the ones who know that you're dealing with a stupid person, a medical term for some sort of deformity, and they're saying, well, through medication. And here's where they're at right now, Cole. Because of the severe impact that it has made upon us, and we are being sick from the top of our heads down to the soles of our feet, they said no medication, amount of medication in the world, nor therapy can cure nor heal this condition. So we're just a bunch of crazy people bumping into each other in Walmart and all these other places. We give each other a little bit of nod, maybe. And other than that, how are we functioning?
And you're breeding, recloning that same madness in the children that they're bringing in the world.
Yeah.
Speak on that for a moment, Cole, about the children that you're bringing them into the world. How you bringing them?
This is so deep, brothers. This is so damn deep. It's pitiful, and it's so deep. It's hidden in plain sight.
You see, Cole, you had to understand one thing. Listen to the listeners. The mind carries with it a spirit that has a behavior pattern that creates a attitude. The attitude pick up the second law of nature and become either good or bad. After 12 years of age, the mind would be complete, meaning if you ain't corralled his ass by the age of 12, you can't. His mind gonna be just like what you see now, killing each other and saying I'm a dog and a fool running up down the road, speed racing and all of the shit that you see right now. This is the damn mind that you messing with. And
right.
The Barcades put out a song called Your Attitude. You niggas need to listen to that song. I sung that song, Cole, but I didn't understand what I was singing.
Well, then it goes back to this, the what's in a name?
Yeah.
You name your child these things, and they change their name to shit like 50 Cent, $4, Snoop Doggy Dog, Little Puppy, you know. So what are you saying?
Exactly. And, Cole, that was a real big favorite of yours, which is why you used to have me, as when it came down for the, you and Dwyer, when y'all had me come down for the language part, and I would say, okay, and your favorite word, my favorite word, spell it. What do you, so I can see what you're saying. Spell the damn thing. And then we would spell it out. And you'd say, drop all the vowels. Drop all the vowels. Look at them consonants. Okay, well, you got more than three? So we've got a sentence. We got a sentence that's been smashed together to form a new word. Okay, let's find out what the thought behind that is. See, that's
right.
How we got down in our classes. That's what I miss. Okay? So, that'll keep you alive, talking about it's frightening that we remember stuff. Bro, we can't help but it because the way we learned was geometric anyway.
We didn't do that linear learning.
I tell you something else, Brother Drew and Brother Cole and Brother Mahal, that what we looking at, when I go into the book called The Order Walk, what you're seeing right now in this black African American Christian population society is psychological and sociological warfare.
Yes.
And they, and they're becoming the casualties of these wars.
Yeah.
As we speak, they youth, they children of what you call casualties of war.
You know,
so
you know another thing that's big
on
this is a thing called AI, artificial intelligence, right?
Yes.
With the corona
yes.
coming in now, you're going virtual view. How much subliminal seduction is going on behind these virtual view classes?
Hey, everyone's been turned into a Manchurian candidate. And here's the deal.
Exactly.
DeWall mentioned 12 years old if you don't have them. Okay, well, Cole, you do know off the continent and over here as well, there's a rites of passage, and it all depends on what quote-unquote religious flavor or schools of thought you're dealing with. 13 is a bar mitzvah. 13 recognizes that they say the child is in the – he's not a child anymore, and they begin to hold him accountable. Now, by the time you reach age 40, like as referenced in the Quran or the book of Job, age of 40, the word Arba'im means you reached strength. You are fully responsible for your thoughts, your actions, and everything you say. You are being looked at from the universal principle. And you will seriously be held to account. So anything less than 40 will still call
you
child.
You're working with it's artificial
right.
intelligence.
Right. So before they let the late Dr. Martin Luther King realize his real full worth, they killed him before age 40. Malcolm died before age 40. Look at the ages of all of these guys because they said to prevent a Messiah. So how old was Moses when he got his first wake-up call, if you want to say that story is true? 40
yep.
is when he fled, right? And
yep.
then he's called at age 80.
Yep.
And then another 40 on top of that, which comes in a triad, he dies at 120. So did Aaron and a few other folks, according to those ages. So now, this is a whole different thing outside of what we're talking about, but I had to bring this in because there are levels of initiations, and you take on a new name. Somebody's providing us these garbage names. You're Negro, you colored, you Afro this. What the hell are we going to be next year?
Well,
and right now, they're planning to get us off the scene anyway. We just can't be anymore.
But remember, the word initiate means transformation.
Right.
Only means.
So remember, you brought that out in your class. You were the one who pointed out to us that who they call Moses, he had eight other names. He's Jedediah. He's Nathaniel. I'm serious. And even to his own quote-unquote blood-related sister and brother, mother and father, all of them had a different name for him, which was different than the woman who was the Pharaoh who fished him out of the stream. She had a name different than what mama called him than what daddy called him. So, yeah, he had about eight. And then to the people, he was known as something else.
And something else, each name had a statement to it.
Yes.
Each name had a statement.
So what does Joe Brick mean? I had to throw that out there. What the hell does Joe Brick, what's your name? My name is John Smalls. Oh, really? You a little guy? Okay.
Brother Mahal. Sleek, I admit it. We're going to ask ourselves another question. The third law of nature is the law of balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to look at this. We're going to look at this boy's mind, this African-American youth mind. That's what we're talking about, this 0 to 40 years old. That's what I'm going to put it in there to the 40-year-old. We are going to ask ourselves a question. When the mind gets unbalanced, it would become emotional.
Mm.
Meaning you start putting your energy in motion. The definition of emotion is a strong feeling, fear, anger, joy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then we can see that this religion, Christianity, is built upon emotions, David. You got to have only to the maximum degree of activity, then you become emotionalism, dependent on displaying emotion real easily, too easily, the definition. Emotion above easily affected by emotions. And emotionless, a person who appeals to the emotion in a attempting to persuade others to be emotional, have the Holy Ghost like them.
Yeah.
And see, then that's when your mind will go into a stage, a degree, a level when it becomes sentimental, a mixture of thoughts and feelings of emotional regarding to ideas, consideration of a principal act of judgment. Then you become a sentimentalist to act from feeling rather from common sense. A sentimentalist is a person who is highly emotional. That's a Christian to the max. So when we look and go analyze and look up this is what we're dealing with, the third law of nature. They're not balanced. This is a person
right.
that's mentally ill.
Allow me, Jill, to check something in that conscious bitch saying the law of balance. When you look at yourself, what are you? Are you a celestial or terrestrial being? Or a combination of both?
Yeah.
There you're problem, because most folks we're so caught up in trying to identify the terrestrial, we forget the celestial side, because you are a trichotomous being and you carry both worlds. And you can't balance because you understand what balance is. Balance is not what we call balance. Balance is imbalance. Your right eye is bigger than your left eye. Your right foot bigger than your left foot. Your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the world says
right.
balance is not balance. That's imbalance. You have to be a little bit off in order to steady yourself. So what we're suffering from is a lack of understanding our young people have no knowledge of their higher self. None.
No.
None.
No.
And that's why they're so easily programmed into being through the music. When a baby gets in the way, you start playing, you start moving to it. You know.
And, you know, I want to edify something that Dewa and yourself, Cole, were just talking about. You took it to a different aspect. Dewa had mentioned about, he was talking about that feminine energy, okay?
Oh, man,
now,
I'll go there.
The big difference between feminine, if you're talking in terms of operation,
right.
feminine receives. It needs to be cuddled. It needs to be, and you look at how they're doing it in society. I feel this way. Okay, we need to cater to this person and how this person feel. So now you got men acting like this. You got women who are not even acting in their nature because the false form of feminine energy that they're trying to encompass is canceling out what they call innate feminine energy they're supposed to carry. The masculine is the kinetic energy. It gets a jump started. The balance is we hold all of these worlds in our one person proper. So remember we dealt with this in class. When you're dealing with the universe and as such, everything is based on principles. So your hands on your arms is feminine. It's feminine. Your legs, feminine. Anything in pairs on your body, whether you be a man or a woman, is feminine. Eyes in your head, ears on your head, the heart in your chest, okay? And then you have masculine aspects, such as the physical body that you're in. For instance, the earth, we used to talk about this in class, Cole, is Adama. They don't
Adama.
Mention that when they're talking in the church. So they say, well, where did the word Adam come from? Because that's a masculine word, or is it a masculine word? See, that's the way it used to roll. But with us, no, we're not going to leave you hanging out there like that. No. It's the earth with the mountains, the oceans, the animals, everything is called Adama, okay? And the finished product, masculine, produced off of it is an Adam. And they translate that today as earthling.
Look, okay, and they're specific about what kind of earthling. Yes, sir.
Brother Mahal, let me, I'll let you go right back, but you hit something that got to be said when you said that the feminine energy, how the men have become feminine from,
yes,
from men, cold little boys. It's happening now in the damn dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And that's Anubis and feline, these two old ancient Egyptian gods that this American, he worshiped these two gods now, Anubis and feline. He loved some dog and cats. The dog will try to screw the cat as we speak.
Yeah.
The dog will try to screw the goat as we speak. Oh, they got it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But I done seen it in person.
Yeah.
And you remember David Rose, a coder that I worked for, he had to get his damn dog weeded.
Because well, where did that come from? It comes from eating from the king's table.
Mm.
You feed your dog like you feed yourself. You feed them better, you feed yourself. And what's in the food? What innately throws the hypothalamus out of balance in the time we're in now, where you got women feel like they ought to be men and men feel like they be women? It's because it's the imbalance in the hypothalamus gland. Not only that, even in your music now, that vibrates on that. But remember, everything goes back to music and vibration and frequency and that we deal with. And from that, you get your algorithms and all these things, all these geometric angles, these matter of fact geometries and everything we deal with. That and a thing called fractals. Everything has a geometric pattern to it. The tree limbs, even in your heart, your blood vessels. But if it's out of balance, unfunctional, you come up with a hybrid.
Right. And guess what, Cole? Guess what, Co? Guess what?
I'm listening.
It's good that you're saying all of this because the higher principle of how things are supposed to work, far and well above us, has also put a counterbalance when things get out of balance. That, oh, so you guys are acting against your nature? I
no.
have something in the universe that has been created that's going to either correct or totally annihilate
right.
what the issue is. So rats running out of food to eat in New York City, since when have you heard, which I'm starting to see now, a squirrel running out, killing the rat, and dragging the rat over to its freaking thing to feed itself and its youngins? That's like unheard of. But the squirrels in New York is doing this.
Yeah.
They're out there knocking off rats now. I tell you, don't mess with the creator force. It's awesome. It's going to straighten out stuff, and the way stuff needs to be straightened out, it's not going to be really to too many people's liking if they are out, if they're unbalanced. And they know, like somebody said a minute ago, what's in the food? The food is throwing off your neurological biochemistry. Which means that this is the fluid that helps facilitate the correct firing of your neurons in your brain. And the other thing you must throw in too, Cole, is
look at that diet.
Now, let's talk about this other little piece of the diet that goes through this craziness of the Afro-American Christian. They said you didn't have to adhere to no laws if you were a Christian. All is well. You're living under grace. That's not correct. Because now they got this thing called microshimmerism. They got this thing called microshimmerism, where even if the young lady is sleeping with a guy of a low vibration, which does not impregnate her, her body is receiving and strips the DNA of this guy's material from his semen, which is going to die in a few days, and stores it in her brain and all the other major organs of her body. So they call it a term telogony, which is the Greeks knew about it because that word is a Greek word. So they already knew. So it's possible for another guy to come along sired a child, which means that his spark, higher vibration, sparks the egg. And now whatever other DNA this woman has in her body becomes her new body, contributes as part of the incubation process for the DNA of the guy she just got through laying with who sparked the egg so that they can go ahead and begin this new life. So when the kid is born, the kid doesn't necessarily look like the guy she just got through sleeping with. It looks like some of her previous lovers. This is a big topic going on right now in the U.S., and quite a few young folks are looking at this, and they're, in a sense, it's helping them explain some of the craziness that's going on with their own siblings and extended family. So we are actually looking at this now. And someone said we were crazy. No, we're not crazy. Your physical temple, the temple, which is supposed to be sacred, has been compromised.
Yeah, well, we talked to you.
And there's nothing the young lady can do. No medication can clear this up. They're hearing voices in their heads, all this stuff. And this level of unaddressed mental illness, this is part of it, not all of it, but it's part of it, where she's got to take that strong industrial strength psychotropic drug to quiet all of the competitive male DNA that is now stored itself in her physical brain to tone down the noise. Talk to some of them. What does the pimp say, Co? You brought this up in your class some time ago. We talked about ghost sperm. We didn't talk about
telling about the ghost sperm.
And the pimp says she's only good for 3 to 5 years. After that, she's like a mad hatter. She's no good because mentally she's not there anymore. My gosh. I don't know what to say, Co.
Yeah, I mean it's deeper than we begin to imagine, but it's a good topic. It covers a lot of area. But remember this: it goes back to the music and the vibration that we're operating on.
Mm.
You know, and like we talked about many times, that when we left our celestial estate, even though we was in a terrestrial, we stopped being a breatharian, and we become a fruitarian and a vegetarian and carnivores. All that has its, what you call, carryovers or fallout into the next realm. And a lot of folks don't realize it. And see, and everybody don't realize, everybody on this planet been here before. This is no new person on this planet. There's no new spirit on this planet. They're all a reborn spirit on a journey. What gets programmed on this time determines your next evolution.
And see, it's only one creation.
That's it.
That's the original creation. And all after that is transformation.
Exactly. Folks don't know
and
that.
See, what has you can, me and Coke can ask ourselves a question. If you 60 years old and over, ask yourself what goddamn transformation of somebody that got your blood and you would say, in running through your veins, he done come to. Look at him now. Look at him. Look at Boo Boo Baby and Cray Cray and Woo Woo and Tutu. The man picked up that damn energy. And he's a Woo Woo and a Baby because the name that you named him picked up the goddamn energy.
Cole, I'm going to use the term you used to use in class, Cole. Chicken hawk. I'm going to use a word you used to use in your class and had us all on the floor busting out, man. You said he don't know if he needs to be a hawk or a rooster. He's a chicken hawk. He's out there trying to talk to the female, to the hens, and he kind of looked like he could pass to be part of the group, and maybe the sister should give the brother some love, but the brother don't know what to do because a part of him has got his legs acting like the rooster, and the other part is he's trying to act like a hawk because he's just between the two. That's where we at, chicken hawks.
Well, y'all crazy.
I hate to put it that way, but hey. Yeah.
You know, so what do we do? How do you go about to straighten this out?
Cole, now, I know you were going to ask that. And you know I'm gonna take the hunter side, and I know you're going to take the fisherman side. 50 years of what this shit is now, the way that the African American youth think The only way you get rid of it, the government has got to kill it out.
What do you think is going on now?
That's what you think is going on now?
And you been saying it's a kill 'em all, start all over?
Yeah.
I said, because it's already started now.
It's already in process.
It's going to be in mass production.
There's been nothing like this thing called Corona, that's what it's doing now. Like I tell you, whether it was made in a laboratory or was it made in nature, it had a purpose in this time because we were so out of touch with reality. Somebody had to bring your ass back to reality. So you got to do what we call a stop and do a do-over. It's doing a do-over. It's not what it's doing. You know?
Mm-hmm. And what are they calling this, Cole? They're saying we are at, and every 400 years we go through this. We still have to have a prep time before the next 400 years, right? So look at this. We're supposed to have been enslaved for over 400 years. Okay, so they said 500. What was the 500? The 500 was we were getting off of the balance, system of balance that we were supposed to be on, fell out of harmony with everything, okay, became narcissists, okay, whether or not somebody cracked a whip or shot at us or not, that's irrelevant right now. We got all out of balance and all out of whack. And now they said we're in the beginnings of a new major reset. You know, they call this the mud flood era too, which means you mess around and not keep your vibration where it's supposed to be, the earth will bury you. It will cover you up.
Now,
they don't need us.
No.
Yes, sir.
The question now is, what is the frequency we need to be on now that we're not on?
That's a good thing because the frequency has been stepped up and it's exponentiating in its level of stepping up. Some of us are able to keep up. It's like this. I liken frequency, your question, Cole, to that of a staircase. Okay? So you can go up and all of us on this panel can go up a complete flight of stairs. All right? And Brother Dr. Phil Valentine, who you met before, Cole, he made this statement before. The billions of people on the planet, we talk in a way we are talking is less than half of 2%. That's on the world talking the way we're talking. So we're not well loved by people. That's for sure. People look at us like we throw it off and all this other stuff. But we make that flight of stairs. The other folks, we say, come on, because we think they can make it. They sound like they're talking the talk. We look back, they're stuck on the third step. And it's like, come on up here where I'm at. And it's like, well, I can't go up there.
Okay. Yes. You ask the question, I'll give you your answer. When you want to get the mind back on vibration with middle C, then when you play your music, you listen to classical music. It puts your mind back on the right vibration. Don't listen to other music. Because, see, your other music is tuned in to the blues and to this and to... There's the gospel music and all of this shit. When you get ready to listen to music, listen to classical music only.
Go back.
Yeah.
And then it'll get you back into your vibration.
Isn't that the kind of music that King David and them played when you go back to the Book of Chronicles and all of that, when he had the cymbals and the trombones and the harps and all of that? What kind of music is that?
Right.
What category of music is – and he still had the drums too. What category of music is that? I listen to the March of the Day Monday through Friday because that's the only time they play that before I leave the house to go out and take care of my business. And that's what they call it. So, you know, that's a little bit military flavor. But that little piece for 2 minutes or so, I like to catch that because that gets my gears going.
Yeah. But that,
you know, I was just thinking while I was talking, and you said we go back to it. But remember this. You said a word while ago, gnosis, you said, listen, they said God spell. The last word is spell, right?
Right. Right.
God
right.
spell.
Right.
Right.
And guess what the third definition of the word spell is? When you say gospel, gospel's be good. Third definition 304 in the International Etymological Dictionary says definition number 3, not the one everybody else only want to stay with. It says, an intentionally told untrue story.
That blew me away when I saw that, Cole. You made us do that in the class. Cole, you made us do that in the class.
English language due to the individual.
Hey,
it puts them under a spell. What's some of the classes we had in school, like with spelling class, right?
Yep, spell it. Yeah, magic. What do you do when you're in federal court? What do you conjure the court
magic
to do?
And those words have a vibration and has a pattern that creates a thing.
Right.
We mispronounce certain words. We say words, we think it, and come to find it don't mean that at all.
Go.
Yo.
I'm going to put it like that, it would put it. Hawk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old white magic.
Yeah.
That's cast a spell on you.
Old black magic in one goddamn hell of a spell. And my daddy used to say that all the time.
Right.
He said, white magic.
Right.
Which they don't teach you about. Then put old black magic. Who was here first?
Right.
Called voodoo. They let voodoo take over his mind and put him in a gospel, and that gospel music came with the fishes.
I got a question for you, but it came from our class. Who do voodoo? We used to say that. You used to talk about hoodoo and voodoo. We said, okay, who do voodoo? So in other words, kept the two words together.
See, great-grandpa said that he practiced voodoo, because when he meets your ass, he asks you, who do you believe in? Because he believes in old hoodoo. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what great-grandpa Crazy taught me.
So going back to the subject about our young people and what's wrong with them, they've already been put under a spell. And it's in the music and the language that they use, and they regurgitate it. And the more they regurgitate, they put more energy into it. It keeps them further and further under the spell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The thing is under a God's spell.
The Bible calls it the spell of the Leviathan.
Well, we know. And who can put the hook in Leviathan's mouth? Who can bring Leviathan up from the depths?
Mm-hmm.
They
call the Bible the serpent of the sea.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now you have to back up and see what they're saying.
Who can deal with
speaking the serpent language. This language we're speaking and speaking right now, communicating in, is called the ancient serpent language.
Language, yeah.
It's done put you up under the spell of the Leviathan. You don't know what you're speaking.
This language has been
Bible for 350 years. It becomes
isn't it ironic that the priesthood is called from the word like Leviathan or Leviticus, priesthood under the word law?
Right. And you have a class of folks generally in the occultic community referred to as Levant.
Leviathan.
And that's like trench.
Yeah.
And we already know what they're about. Yeah. Nothing is a coincidence, ever.
No.
There ain't no coincidence. Might be a coincidence.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Well, brother, how much time we got, but it's been great. I thought I'd join in today because, remember, if you want to save the youth today, then you got to change the mindset. And I don't see that happening.
Yep.
I don't see that happen. You know why? Because they already sold for a jetty roll because they bought into this bling and this ghetto rich. And you see what's happening to them? All these hip hoppers, they wind up killing up each other.
Go. The science of eugenics books tell us that once you get into your hereditary genetic traits, your ass, the children is being born. You don't have to teach him how to be no hip hop and rapper now. You don't have to teach him how to be a lesbian, homosexual now. He's been born that way because it's into the gene pool. That's the only way you get it out, and you got to kill it out.
Menstruous women shall give birth to monsters. The English word monster means from among your enemies, monsteri. That English word is two words put together. From the whole of your enemies, you're giving birth to your enemies, those who are against you, and they will destroy you.
Mm.
That's why they're called that.
Wow.
And well, they'll show you in cartoon form, Monsters of Friendly.
Key Street done all this research and study and investigation. I guess it didn't do much good.
Oh, no. Well, you know we good. And you know that we do much good.
Everybody think, dude, what planet do I come from of the day? I said, boy, what you mean? The man about talking to you twice about this. I'm like, girl, I just do more reading. I'm not smart. I just do more reading.
Right.
Cohen. Will you take us out with our, credo?
I will sit calmly up on the throne in the temple of my own body between the two great pillars of positive and negative vibrations, balancing them to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact the wonderful peace, poise, power, wisdom, love, and harmony of our ancestors. For our ancestors are the anthropic fermentation of the entire cosmos. Ashe, ashe, ashe-o. And that
that's
is it.
Yashalom.
Yashalom. Yashalom. Yashalom. Yeah.